The Lord Jesus made his triumphal entry into Jerusalem on the last Sunday of his life on earth. Riding a donkey, he went to the royal city from the Mount of Olives, with great crowds of people spreading their garments on the road for him and waving palm branches with cries of, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." Now the Pharisees and chief priests had ordered the people to denounce Jesus if he came to Jerusalem for the feast of the Passover, so they could arrest him. Instead, the whole city was giving him a royal welcome. The Pharisees said to one another, "See, this is getting us nowhere. Look how the whole world has gone after him." Some of them had joined the crowd. When they heard his followers acclaim Jesus as Messiah, the Son of God, they were shocked. "Master," they said to him, "rebuke your disciples." "I tell you," he replied, "if they keep quiet, the stones will cry out." As Jesus came down the Mount of Olives, he saw Jerusalem, the holy city, spread out before him, and he wept over it, saying, "If you had only known on this day what would bring you peace, but now it is hidden from your eyes. The days will come when your enemies will build an embankment against you and encircle you and will completely destroy you and the people within your walls. They will not leave one stone on another because you did not recognize the time of God's coming to you." This prophecy was fulfilled to the letter 40 years later in AD 70 when the Roman legions completely destroyed the city. Then the triumphal procession came to Jerusalem, and the whole town was in an uproar. People were asking, "Who is this?" And the crowds answered, "This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee." As the Passover was near, Jerusalem was full of pilgrims. They came not only to see Jesus, but also because of Lazarus, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. On account of this miracle, many people were leaving the priests and Jewish leaders and putting their faith in Jesus. So the authorities made plans to kill Lazarus as well. The immense procession came to the temple, and Jesus went in and looked around at everything. But since it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. The Lord's royal entry into Jerusalem had been foretold in Scripture, but his disciples did not understand all this at the time. Only after Jesus was glorified did they realize that these things had been written about him, and that Zechariah's prophecy had been fulfilled. The next day, Jesus returned to Jerusalem and went to the temple. In the outer court, known as the court of the Gentiles, merchants and money changers were doing good business. They were selling animals that were needed for the sacrifices, and different currencies were being exchanged for the money used to pay the temple tax. So Jesus drove out those who were buying and selling there. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the benches of those selling doves, and would not allow anyone to carry merchandise through the temple courts. Then he said, "Is it not written, 'My house will be called a house of prayer for all nations,' but you have made it a den of robbers"? This was the second time Jesus had cleansed the temple. The first was at the beginning of his ministry. Then the blind and the lame came into the temple courts, and Jesus healed them. But the chief priests and the scribes were angry when they saw all that he did, and heard the children shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David." "Do you hear what these children are saying?" they asked him. "Yes," replied Jesus. "Haven't you ever read this scripture, 'From the lips of children and infants you have ordained praise'?" The Jewish authorities were forced to acknowledge the wonderful things that Jesus did and his immense popularity, but they were filled with hatred and jealousy. They tried to find some way to kill him, but they were afraid because the whole city was amazed at his teaching. Next episode, the withered fig tree and the authority of Jesus questioned.